Good morning. Partly cloudy and pleasant across interior New York and New England, and while it is a bit cool outside, not nearly as chilly as the last couple of mornings, instead most everyone is in the 40s and 50s to start this Thursday. A weak cold front is heading in our direction. This will bring an increase in cloud cover through the morning and especially this afternoon. The moisture associated with this front is minimal, so while we may see a few passing showers here and there, not a lot of rain in one particular place during the course of the day. Instead, just enough perhaps to wet the ground in spots. Out ahead of the front, a southerly breeze will carry temperatures up toward the 70-degree mark on average, despite the extensive cloud cover. The front will continue to slowly make its way through tonight. Skies will gradually clear out after a few evening showers, and a northwesterly breeze will commence, driving temperatures back down into the 40s for overnight lows. A dry, cool air mass will take over on Friday. Still some clouds mixed with sunshine, and that persistent northwest breeze will keep temperatures much cooler than average, with highs averaging in the lower 60s. A clear and chilly Friday night, and by Saturday morning, most everyone will be in the 30s for overnight lows, and full sunshine on Saturday, but remaining very October-like, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Another chilly night on Saturday night with areas of frost by Sunday morning, leading to another sunny and cool day on Sunday afternoon with highs averaging in the lower 60s. That same high pressure center that'll dominate through the weekend will continue to keep us dry and sunny into Monday with highs bouncing back into the mid-60s before reaching the upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Sally will continue to move slowly northeast through north-central Georgia during the day today and into central South Carolina by early tomorrow. While the wind speeds associated with the storm are expected to continue to diminish, its slow movement will continue the threat of widespread life-threatening flooding from the northeast Gulf Coast across portions of the southeast and southern Appalachians. Inland rainfall totals of 4 to 8 inches with isolated maximum of 12 inches are possible across portions of the southeast and southern Appalachians, with widespread life-threatening flooding likely. In addition, severe weather is possible on the southeastern side of the storm from North Florida across the eastern parts of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, where tornadoes and high winds are both possible. The last rain associated with Sally will be pushed off the southeast coast Friday night into early Saturday by a strong cold front. This front will bring below-average temperatures to areas east of the Mississippi River Friday and into the weekend. Cooler weather is also on tap for the Pacific Northwest into northern and central California over the next couple of days. While temperatures drop, hazardous air quality from ongoing fires will continue. There is the potential, however, for some much-needed rain to move into portions of Washington State and western Oregon late Thursday and into Friday. At Mount Washington this morning, partly cloudy skies and 46 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy, and 17 degrees. In Albany this morning, partly cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 51, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 68 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 56, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 49 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.15 inches below normal, and 24.40 inches for the year, which is 3.39 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 89, set in 1886, and the record low, 32, in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:01 p.m., 12 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a shower possible late today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few showers today and highs in the mid 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a shower possible late today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 60s. Sunny both Saturday and Sunday, near 60. More sunshine on Monday, back to the mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday in the upper 60s and partly sunny Wednesday, back into the lower and middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.